Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. One of my best friends died many years ago. I taught him how to stand on the promises of God. He's a medical doctor, wonderful family, young, everything to live for. He got cancer. He was sure that he would live. I was sure that he would live. But he died. And I have to tell you, because of where I am in God, it shook me a little, but I went on. But many people have a situation like that, and it shakes them a lot, and they don't go on with God. If I had only had supernatural understanding of the circumstances, I had natural understanding of the circumstances. My guest is going to teach you how to have supernatural understanding of all circumstances, and it's going to change and revolutionize your walk with God. Are you ready for the keys?
Yes.
You know, Shane, you were really a miracle child. His parents were told they couldn't have children, but 10 years later, you come along.
Exactly.
Shane, you really are provoking me to jealousy. At age 5, I knew nothing from nothing, and you're seeing angels. Tell me about that.
Exactly, Sid. I was in my kindergarten class, and we had a coloring assignment. And so we were just coloring, and we were at these round tables, and my friend across from me, I just happened to look up at him, and two angels were suspended above him. Now, I looked around at the students who were just looking around, and no one else seemed to see the angels. So I saw them, and one in particular, I just stared in his eyes, and he just stared back at me. I didn't know exactly what to do.
How does a 5-year-old handle something like that? I don't know how a 75-year-old handles something like that.
But. Well, they didn't scare me, but they did surprise me. And, you know, as children, we're told fairy tale stories and things of that nature. So to see something like that, I guess that was kind of prepared. And my older sister would always teach us about the Bible and Bible stories. But it's something about that friend. I didn't see him anymore after that day. The only thing we were told was he and his family had to go out of town, and they never came back. So I knew those angels were there for a particular purpose, and I also know that God used that experience to build my faith, even at that age, because he was about to use me in the supernatural.
Well, you, as a young child, you loved Jesus.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, as you got a little older, you're still in school, right. The kids used to call you names. They used to call you Little Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus Junior.
And evidently, one of the kids really didn't like that, and he came at you with a knife. Oh. What happened?
He did. Sid, there was this kid. We had just finished PE, physical education. I changed out of my workout clothes, changed back into my regular school clothes, and I was just facing my locker. Was just closing up my locker when this guy yelled out my name. And so I turned around, and there he is. Now, he's a lot muscular, much more muscular than I am. And he had a knife pointing at me. I never experienced this in my life. So I'm standing there, and he points this knife at me, and he says, Stop talking about Jesus to everybody. Literally. And so I'm standing there, and the other guy's in there looking at me to see, what is he going to say or do?
Right.
I'm looking at me, what am I going to say or do? But the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he told me what to do, and I did it verbatim. He said, turn back around to your locker. Get out the little New Testament. You know the little New Testaments? Get that little New Testament out. And right between you and this guy, throw it on the floor, point to it, and say, cross it. And that's what I did. Scared as I don't know what. I said, what if this guy crosses this Bible? I said, cross it.
You put yourself in that situation.
So I looked at him, said, he looked at the Bible, then he looked at me, then he looked above me, behind me, and his mouth dropped open and his eyes got big. I knew he wasn't afraid of me, so I didn't know what was happening. So when I looked behind me, there was a warring angel between me and my locker, right behind me. No one else in there saw it. He looked at me and he got out of there. All of the other fellows who was there in the locker room, they thought he was afraid of the Bible. He got out of there. And you know, Sid, again, God used that to help build my faith, to know that the angels are always with us. We have nothing to fear. We may not see them, but they are there on God's assignment to protect his own.
Now, you have a seer gift. You see angels.
Yes.
I'm just curious. I know you see angels when you're speaking at your congregation.
Yes.
But do you ever see angels in a restaurant, when you're walking down the street?
I do. I do. I see them sometimes behind people.
Excuse me. When I did a radio show, guess what happened? He saw an angel and described it to me standing behind me. But his wife happens to be an artist.
Yes.
And he described what he saw, and that painting, she painted it for me. It's in my office, and I really value that. But how big was that angel?
It was about 9 to 10 feet tall, and he was standing at attention. He's there now. Standing at attention. Behind you. Amen. And he's wearing the same exact thing that he had then. It's this blue cord that he's using for a belt, and off of his shoulders are these blue fringes. And at that point, he was looking straight up, just like this, as if he was waiting for a cue or a command. And the Holy Spirit said to me, he's protecting Sid, which I told my wife, this has to be the title of this painting, Protecting Sid.
Oh, I love it.
But glory to God. Glory to God.
Yeah, you're learning a lot about angels. For instance, yes, when you're speaking and you see angels start really flapping their wings a lot, what does that mean to you?
That started happening years ago, Sid. When I'm preaching in different services or conferences, they line up in the back of the room, shoulder to shoulder, while I'm preaching. And the first time, I didn't know what in the world was going on. They started flapping their wings. The best way I can describe it is violently. I mean, just flapping, flapping, flapping. And so inside, I asked the Holy Spirit, what's going on? And then he taught me, anytime you see that, stop what you're doing, go straight into ministering in the Spirit, in which I always start with an altar call for salvation, because salvation is the greatest miracle. And if you start with the greatest miracle, any other miracle is easy. So I did that, and then I asked for those who needed prayer. This woman came up, Sid, who said to me, I have this knot on my side, and it's been bothering me. So out of courtesy, I asked another sister in the church, I said, would you put your hand on her side? And then I put my hand on top of hers, and I prayed. Later, the lady told me that the knot got larger. And I said, got larger. So again,
That's not what you're looking
for. That's not what you're really looking for at all. And then she told me, she said, let me tell you the whole story. I went to the doctor because it really, really started bothering me. And the doctor did a biopsy on it found out it was cancer in there. This is what God did. Further examination proved that whenever it got larger, God created this strong tissue that surrounded the cancer. The doctor asked the lady, how long did you have this? And when she told him, the doctor says, no way, you'd be dead by now if you had this that long. But when she examined, all of that tissue surrounded and literally secluded that cancer. It couldn't go anywhere. They went in, got it. She's been symptom-free, cancer-free for years.
That is wonderful. You know, I hear about the gift you had since you were five, and
yes.
You know, it really provoked me and a lot of our viewers to jealousy. Good. But can everyone see into the invisible world like that?
Yes, everyone can see into the invisible world because of the fact that the Lord said something to me. You know, he rebuked me, the Holy Spirit rebuked me, because when I'm ministering, sometimes there are people in the audience who are not used to that particular type of gifting. So I like to say, you know, I have a gift to see angels because I'm about to tell them the angel or angels that I see. So I say, I have a gift to see angels. And one day I was in the bathroom brushing my teeth and the Holy Spirit showed me a vision of myself saying that to an audience. And he said to me, don't say you have a gift to see angels. You don't have a gift, you have an ability to see angels. And when you have an ability, I want you to teach that ability to others. And this is what he said to me. Teaching transfers ability from one person to another. Then someone asked me, said, you can really teach people how to see angelic activity, angels? I asked them, I said, well, do you know about or have you ever heard of Satan worshipers? They say, yeah, of course. Do you believe that they teach their pupils, their mentees, how to see in the spirit realm? Oh, yes, they see demons and all kind of things. So you mean to tell me that our Father, God Almighty, who created the supernatural realm, will allow Satan worshipers to benefit from seeing and experiencing the supernatural realm, but we can't teach that particular ability? Oh, yes, we can. Why? Because number one, I teach on dimensions above what they can teach because, as you said, we are seated in heavenly places. They can't get to where we are. When I teach on seeing in the supernatural, I'm teaching from where I'm sitting, right there by my big brother, Yeshua, Jesus.
I'll tell you what, I would like you to teach keys to understanding this realm of understanding, not natural, but supernatural understanding. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Many believers feel overwhelmed, discouraged, and disheartened by the circumstances they are facing and by the bad news they are seeing on TV and the internet. Did you know that God has angels assigned to you? Shane Wall wants to help you recognize the angelic realm around you and to help you access the unseen world of the supernatural of God. Call now and get Shane Wall's Supernatural Understanding Package, which includes his powerful book, A Supernatural Guide to Understanding Angels, and his anointed book and three-part audio CD series, Understanding the Unseen World. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9370. Shane Wall's Supernatural Understanding Package will help you to understand why angels are on earth and how you can interact with them. Learn what is God's purpose for giving you access to the unseen realm. Discover how seeking God unleashes angelic representation on your behalf. Understand how to encounter the glory of God in any place at any time. Discover the power you possess to overcome the enemy. Find out how to cancel the effects of spiritual weakness and restore God's power in your life. Learn 10 keys on how to see and experience the supernatural realm every day.
I give you the 10 points on what you need to do so that you can see in the supernatural realm. Why? Because everything happens in the supernatural realm before we see it here in the natural realm, and you will be opened up.
Included are powerful prayers of impartation for you to begin accessing the favor, provision, and the blessings of God for you and your loved ones. Few Christians have supernatural understanding, yet God says, "They that seek the Lord understand all things." Could supernatural understanding be the missing element?
And that is what a lot of people need to understand. They think that they want the supernatural realm to open up to them. But actually, we need to open up to the supernatural realm. And that is what this book does for you, so that you can not only see angelic activity, but other activity in the supernatural realm.
So I would love to put into your hands our supernatural understanding package. All success, you heard me, all success is attained by it. 3 CD set, understanding. Get it, do it, fulfill your destiny.
Don't miss out on getting Shane Wall's Supernatural Understanding Package, which includes his powerful book, A Supernatural Guide to Understanding Angels, and his anointed book and 3-part audio CD series, Understanding the Unseen World. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9370. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9370. Or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
This understanding, I have never heard a message, a sermon on understanding, yet you told me you researched it.
Yes.
How many times is understanding in the Bible?
Over 300 times, Sid.
More than grace, more than belief, more than all these things that we hear messages on.
Exactly. And God focuses on understanding because whatever God says is the understanding. Where we come into fault is whenever God speaks to us and then we say, okay, I hear what you're saying. Now, how can I do? We begin to lean to our own understanding. And the Word of God says, lean not to your own understanding. Whatever God has spoken, He has already put all the thought needed into what He has said.
Give me your best definition of understanding.
Understanding, Sid, is revealed insight. Only God can reveal it, and that's what makes understanding supernatural. That's why God said, in all thy getting, get understanding.
Excuse me. There's something that jumped out at me when you said that. Do you know what God says? Not in some of your getting, in all of your getting.
Yes.
Get understanding. How do you pray for understanding? How do you recommend we pray for understanding?
Oh, Sid. Just as Jesus taught us in Matthew 6, when He taught us how to pray, He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done before give us this day our daily bread. So we have to ask the Father. Here's the situation. Ask the Father, how do you want to handle this? What is your understanding of this situation? I want to see what you see. Once we get His will on earth, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, then we know what to ask for, that daily bread. So I need your understanding so I know how to pray. So that is how we get understanding. And you know what, Sid? We never have to ask God, will you give me understanding? I've searched the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Everyone who got understanding, they literally requested it. They said, give me understanding. The Word of God, give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. I cannot keep nor observe your law until I get your understanding. I can't minister in the gifts of the Spirit until I get your understanding. I can't have a successful marriage until I get your understanding. My business will fail, Father, if I don't get your understanding, which is the key and is the attraction to all success.
Now, people use the natural and they think they're using the supernatural, but the natural is confined to the limited thinking we have,
whereas
the supernatural, there's no limit to what God has knowledge of.
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, why would you want to deal with this amount of knowledge when you can deal with this amount of knowledge?
Exactly. Sid, the Holy Spirit taught me years ago, God is only responsible for one thing and one thing only, His Word.
What do you say is ultimate success?
Sid, ultimate success is when we fulfill God's original intent for our lives.
There is, you say there is an attractiveness, even a favor, when we grasp supernatural understanding. Explain.
Exactly. Because what happens is, whenever, let's say you go to look for a job, when you look for a job, a lot of people are attracted to the big titles, the big salaries, the big corner office. They want all of these things. They're attracted to those jobs. But what attracts the jobs to us? God himself said, if you get the understanding, that's why he says, and all that getting, get understanding. Success is attracted to it. The job title is attracted to it. It's attached to it. The wealth is attached to it.
Give me a few keys.
Oh, the keys. You know, when Jesus said to Peter, after he asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? Then who do you say that I am? And then Peter himself said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus said, I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom. But see it, I couldn't find anywhere in the Word of God where Jesus literally gave Peter the keys. I wanted them so I could have that power. He said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, loosed on earth, loosed in heaven. So the Holy Spirit said to me, get a chronological Bible. And right where Jesus gave Peter that promise, I want you to find every time Jesus said something or something was referred to Peter from that point on in the presence of Jesus, and I'll show you keys. Said, I found 10 keys, 10 keys of the kingdom. And one of the keys happened whenever they were on Mount Transfiguration. And Peter, James, and John was so afraid. Peter was so afraid. The Bible says he didn't know what else to say. So he said, let us make tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And a cloud overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud and says, this is my son. Hear him. The Holy Spirit said to me, this is one of the keys of the kingdom that you need to know. Don't fear, hear. Many times we face situations and immediately we fear. No, no, don't fear, hear. Hear what I am saying to you. Another time occurred when Jesus was approached by the one and only Peter. And you know what he said? Jesus, evidently somebody did something to him. How often am I supposed to forgive my brother? 7 times? Jesus said, no, 70 times 7. That was a key right there. The Holy Spirit said to me, another key of the kingdom that will give you power is unforgiveness is illegal for you and everyone else. Then he further taught me, you must forgive on contact. Right at the instance of the offense, you have to forgive. Live a life of forgiveness. There are a total of 10 keys that if we live this life, we will have power. Do you remember when Peter went up with John to the temple and there was a lame man there? And long story short, he said, look on us. So he looked to receive something and he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. What did he have? The keys. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the man rose up and he walked. That's the power that we can have when we take the keys of the kingdom of heaven, which is literally, Sid, the understanding of heaven's culture.
I'll tell you what, I need you to pray right now for supernatural understanding for our viewers. Would you do that?
I promise. Father, I just thank you by Yeshua. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity right now. And I speak to every human spirit by the power of God. And I thank you, Lord God, for releasing understanding right now, revealing insight to everyone watching, everyone listening. And I apply the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that would dare come. Every foul force that would dare come against it, the blood of Jesus prevails right now. And Father, I thank you that not only do they receive understanding, but the power that comes with the understanding. Thank you, Lord God, that even as the spiritual realm does not open to us, but we must open up to the supernatural realm. Father God, I pray for that release right now, that they would open up to the supernatural realm to see what is to happen, to see what you're seeing, to hear as you want us to hear right now. In the mighty and matchless name of Yeshua, it is so, it is so. Amen. Hallelujah.
And the Messiah said, it is finished.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Call now and get Shane Wall's Supernatural Understanding Package, which includes his powerful book, A Supernatural Guide to Understanding Angels, and his anointed book and three-part audio CD series, Understanding the Unseen World. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9370. Shane Wall's Supernatural Understanding Package will help you to understand why angels are on earth and how you can interact with them. Learn what is God's purpose for giving you access to the unseen realm. Discover how seeking God unleashes angelic representation on your behalf. Understand how to encounter the glory of God in any place at any time. Discover the power you possess to overcome the enemy. Find out how to cancel the effects of spiritual weakness and restore God's power in your life. Learn 10 keys on how to see and experience the supernatural realm every day. Included are powerful prayers of impartation for you to begin accessing the favor, provision, and the blessings of God for you and your loved ones. Few Christians have supernatural understanding, yet God says, they that seek the Lord understand all things. Could supernatural understanding be the missing element?
So I would love to put into your hands our supernatural understanding package. Understanding. All success is attained by it. Three CD set. Get it. Do it. Fulfill your destiny.
Don't miss out on getting Shane Wall's Supernatural Understanding Package, which includes his powerful book, A Supernatural Guide to Understanding Angels, and his anointed book and three-part audio CD series, Understanding the Unseen World. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9370. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9370. Or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Second by second, we go about trying to keep up with the quick pace of our lives. Have you ever asked yourself, what am I really accomplishing? Is this what I've been created for? If you could only spend just 1 minute with God, your life would never be the same. From It's Supernatural Press.
Next week on It's Supernatural, I've been so looking forward to this guest because I love authentic prophets. Oral Roberts, before he died, stated that Hank Kuhneman is the most accurate prophet that he knows. Hank recently had a word from God about the presidential election. Anyone interested in what he heard? Any of you?
Yes!
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.